Blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Another fascinating fact about the eagle is that it has exceptional eyesight. The eyesight of an eagle is reportedly 4 times sharper than a human's 20/20 vision. So if you're a spirit-filled Christian baptized with the Holy Spirit, you need to know that just like the eagle, you have exceptional superhuman perception. Through the operation of the gifts of the Spirit, God has given you the ability to see what ordinary human eyes cannot see, to hear what ordinary human ears cannot hear, and to do what ordinary human hands cannot do. Yes, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, you have the ability to live the supernatural life of God. In today's conclusion of the wonderful series that we began a couple of weeks ago, I invite you to be blessed as you discover more about the wonderful gifts of the Holy Spirit. Begin to soar as an eagle and live your life without limits. God bless you.
Now, whatever we do, our business, our job, should all be done by the Spirit. I shared with you last time, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago, Wumi Ademola does not like math. Never have, never will. But there are things you can do by this. Hallelujah. Though my mother is a, you know, PhD math, thank God for my mom. But that's just not me. But by the Spirit, even the things you can't do, you will be able to do it. It was through a clear word of wisdom. God began to give me formulas I knew nothing about. He began to write the formulas. I got an A in that exam. I know, like Paul says, I can't boast in that kind of thing. It was not me. When you operate the gifts of the Spirit, you will look like a genius. Hallelujah, somebody. But that's okay. You will look like a genius. It's okay, so God can take the glory. I see somebody's business changing. I see somebody's marriage going to the next level. God will just give you a word of wisdom to handle that husband. Because God knows that husband's heart. So if some of you, what will fix your marriage? It's not lingerie. It's not perfume. You have all the lingerie you have been wearing. The man is still looking at somebody that's even heavier than you. But the Holy Spirit, He will give you a word of wisdom that will reveal to you where to press that man's button. Your marriage will turn around overnight. It's so sweet to know how to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. And that's my prayer for all of us in Jesus' name. As I said, Jesus is the perfect example of this. He is the perfect example of a believer who used his superior spiritual senses, not his natural human sense. See, Jesus also had ability to hear as a human being can hear. But in all his life's decisions and actions, Jesus chose to put his physical ears aside and his physical eyes aside. And he always engaged his spiritual senses, which is the operation of the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Let's go to John chapter 5. Let me prove my point. Verse 19, glory be to you, Holy Spirit. I honor you. I adore you. John 5:19. You all need to understand that Jesus lived his life on earth as a man. He did not live as God. He had no divine powers available to him when he was on the earth. The only divine power he had was through dependence on the Spirit. So the field is equal. Now let's read from verse 19. I'm going to read 19, 20, and 30. Let's read. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, that is, whatever the Father does, the Son does in like manner." In other words, I don't do anything of my own human physical senses. Whatever I do only by what I have perceived by the Spirit, through either one or more of the operations of the gift of the Spirit. Because the Father, the only way the Father can show you what he's doing is through the gifts of the Spirit. The Father will not show you through your physical eyes what he's doing. You will only perceive it through the Spirit. Maybe Jesus was referring here, sometimes the Father may show him, may give him a word of knowledge, that's a revelation gift, or give him a word of wisdom. When he was with the woman at the well, what operated was a word of knowledge. The Father revealed to Jesus everything about that woman's life. And so he says, I don't just open my mouth to talk. I wait on God. And through, when God reveals to me through one or more of the gifts of the Spirit, then whatever he shows me, he says here, I do in like manner. He goes on in verse 20, he says, for the Father loves the Son. How many of you know Jesus loves you? He loves you. The Father loves you too. Doesn't love Jesus more than he loves you. Did you know that God loves you the same way he loves Jesus? The exact same way. That means whatever he gave Jesus, he's giving us too. He said, for the Father loves the Son and does what? Shows him. How does he show him? Is it through CNN? No. It is through the gifts of the Spirit. How is he going to show you what he wants to do in your life? It is through the gifts of the Spirit. And so it's very pertinent that we must know how to flow in these gifts. In verse 30, he continues, he says, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. Again, I don't just take decisions because of my emotions. I listen to God. And how does God reveal his judgment or his counsel to me? Through the operations of the gifts of the Spirit. Is somebody with me this morning? My judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. So we see in this verse that the seeing of Jesus, the hearing of Jesus, and the doing of Jesus, they all represent three categories of the gifts of the Spirit. When Jesus said, I cannot do anything except as I see my Father do, he was referring specifically to the three gifts referred to as the gifts of revelation, which are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discernment of spirit. Discernment of the Spirit is a gift that will the Father will give you that will enable you to see into the realm of the Spirit, to discern the Spirit operating in a situation among people. That was what Jesus was referring to. When Jesus said, as I hear, I judge, he was referring to the category of gifts called the vocal gifts. And that is the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues, and the gift of interpretation of tongues. When he said that as my Father does, so the Son does likewise, he was referring to the category of gifts called the power gifts or the action gifts. He was referring to the gift of faith in operation. He was referring to the gift of miracles in operation. And he was referring to the gifts of healings in operation. In the same way, Jesus flowed in this gift and did what he saw God do. Do you know that God has a pattern for your business? The Bible says that before, or for your career, your marriage, whatever, before Moses built the tabernacle, God said, come up to the mountain. I will show you the pattern of what is to be built. That tabernacle was incredible. Because Moses didn't build it out of his common sense. He built it based on what he saw. And how did God show it to him? I believe it was through the discernment of spirits. Moses' eyes was opened into the realm of the spirit and he just saw the tabernacle. Same thing with David. The temple of Solomon, till today, is still one of the architectural wonders of the world. The plan was not designed by any human architect. It was given to David by the Spirit of God. How did the Spirit of God give him? Through one of the operations of this gift. The gifts have been in operation from the Old Testament. The only thing is that in the Old Testament, only some people had them. But in the New Testament, every believer has access to this gift. Do you know God can give you a pattern for how your business should look? And when he opens your eyes through the Spirit, through the operation of these gifts, and you just pattern it exactly according to what he showed, do you know you will get extraordinary results? Every area of your life. We don't need to go confused like if we are not in a covenant with God. We are meant to live supernatural lives, and we will in the name of Jesus. The third thing you need to know about the gifts of the Spirit is what we are going to expound on Wednesdays. And it is this, that until you stir the gifts, give them the third thing. The gifts of the Spirit will only flow until after you have stirred them up. So for these many weeks, I've made you understand you have the gifts of the Spirit. But how can they start to manifest to the point that you can use them to get a life of profit and progress? You have to know how to stir them. And that's what we're going to talk about in the month of June, Hour of Dominion. Don't miss it. God will bless you. Let's stand on our feet and give glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org.